Well, we welcome you to our daily podcast. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Sinners Report. A special podcast here for Memorial Day here in America, but also to all those that have fought in wars, both in the biblical wars and the natural wars we've seen since the days of Scripture. May we honor those who gave their lives for freedom for all of us. Let's talk about that today. Well, we welcome you to our daily podcast, a special podcast today, here on the 29th day of May, 2023, as we remember those who gave their lives for their nations and gave it for many things that they believed were right. We know that sometimes it wasn't justified, but sometimes it was. And we want to talk about that today and honor them. And for you and the nations, please indulge us. It's a special day for us, but also your nations as well. I think of you Europeans, what you went through in this last 100+ years. For those in other nations that you fought and your families fought for freedom. And freedom is not free. It cost, and most of the time it cost with the lives of humans. It is a difficult battle. But with the Lord, we can win the victory no matter what, even in times of wars. As it says in Scripture, at the coming of the Lord, there will be wars and rumors of wars. And many times those wars are to fight for the freedom and liberty of those that live in those lands. So we want to honor them today. As our President Reagan once taught and spoke at a speech on Memorial Day, the cost is great, and we must continue the fight.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
And I realize as we listen to that speech, sometimes we look for the ingenuity and the strength of men to be that. But my heart is to share today the power of believing in something greater than yourself, and that's freedom. Jesus said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And when oppression happens around the world, somebody has got to rise up and say no more. Silence is an agreement with oppression. And we are now in a ideological war worldwide over the values of what men have died for and what women have died for on the shores of other nations and have bled so that we don't have to be controlled by these spirits that are trying to overcome the earth right now and to steal our freedom and to steal our liberty to share the gospel and to share the good news around the world. We pray for our friends in China, in the Middle East especially, for there are many martyrs today and that are dying sometimes daily for the gospel. Yes, they're not fighting a military war, but they're fighting a spiritual war. So we don't just remember soldiers who had weapons in their hands, but we also remember those who had the word in their hands and have given their life and the martyrdom of their lives for the gospel. America has historically been a nation that loves to spread the gospel around the world. Early on in our beginnings, we were wanting to spread the gospel. The call of our nation in the 1600s was from these shores. The gospel will go from here to the ends of the earth. The gospel of the kingdom. That we will be a lighthouse to the nations. And our early missionaries who were taking the gospel to unreached people groups all the way to Africa, to Asia, to other places. And I've said this before, that there's many testimonies of our missionaries going to those countries, knowing they'll probably die there. And many of them packed their belongings in caskets as they were making a declaration that the gospel and the war for the gospel is greater than my life. And we must go forward. And that's something that war must be taught to everybody. War is not about the individual, it's about the cause. And we're in a great war. We are not warring against flesh and blood and the natural anymore, but we're warring against powers and principalities and spirits that are trying to rule the world. And we are all soldiers. We may not die physically sometimes, but we give our life. We surrender our life for the spreading of this gospel. And here on Memorial Day, as much as I want to just remember the soldiers who had weapons in their hands in America and beyond, and we should honor them with no doubt. And I want to honor them with every chance we can get. But I also want to remember those that sacrificed even more. We think about they gave their lives for the gospel. They went to South America. They went to Asia. We were just in Japan. And we were in the southwest part of Japan, Kumamoto, and we read the stories of the martyrs in the 1600s and beyond, who literally, you know, stood in the face of adversity and did not back off, and they shed their blood. And from that, it branched. The seed went to Korea and began to spread to other parts of Asia. And their blood was not in vain. No blood shed for the purpose of freedom from the Lord will ever be a waste. As sad as it is to see that, we must believe. And there's a great story of a missionary that went to South America, Ecuador, to share the gospel. And he just wanted to have contact. And, you know, he flew these little planes, little plane into the jungles, the Amazon, to spread the gospel. Tip of the Spears. There's a movie out there about it. Elliot is the missionary. And he took a group down there and just wanted to spread the gospel. And the natives, you know, reacted in the wrong way and killed them all. But from that, the gospel grew, and eventually the gospel spread all the way through that Amazon area. And today, Ecuador has the gospel in churches all around its soil, because those that were willing to die gave their lives for that purpose. And we look in Scripture and we think of all the wars that Israel had to go through. What was God trying to do? Just slaughter the rest of the world? He was trying to show Israel that if they would serve the Lord their God, He would fight for them and they would receive their promises of the lands that were prophesied to Abraham. And the removal of the other peoples, most of them many times were a derivative from sins of Israel. Moab, on and on it goes. And so that had to be rooted out. It's a spiritual picture, so that the purity of the gospel could come forth. It talks about in Deuteronomy that if they obeyed the Lord and all His commands, there would not be a poor one among them. So God wants to promise a blessing of a land and prosperity by following His commands. And wars are created many times because nations choose not to follow the way of the Lord. In Nazi Germany, we see a tyrannical, crazy Austrian lead a region, a nation, a world movement that is anti-Christ, anti-Spirit of God, and it costs some to rise up. Our friend Bob Jones, many years ago, told me and told us, he asked the Lord which wars were justified, and the Lord said World War I and World War II were fully justified. In other words, the Lord was upon that as far as helping the Allies defeat this controlling spirit, this one world spirit, this tyrannical totalitarianism that wants to move on the earth. Well, guess what? It's trying to come back again. And there may be others that have to give their life like the soldiers of the past. We think of those in the Scripture that, you know, when Gideon raised up an army and begin to slay the enemy and take back and bring about justice for the Midianites had been taking their harvest every year at harvest time. And here we are coming out of Pentecost. It's the harvest of the wheat. And so there is a charge that God wants to give us on this Memorial Day as we remember those that both died in wars and those that died in Scripture and those that died for the gospel. And ultimately, those who are dying to self, that we no longer live, but Christ lives in us, so that our lives are abandoned for His purpose. So I see this as a beautiful day. Yes, men think they've won many battles. We talked about that at the Yom Kippur War in Israel. We talked about that on our live streams. Israel was prideful that they'd won the 67 war, and God broke them in the Yom Kippur War, and they repented. And they realized it was God that gave them the victory. And we need to remember that it is God that gave the Allies victory in World War I and II to beat down that spirit. And here we are again at that place. We're not fighting with weapons yet, but we're fighting in the Spirit. So, Lord, we thank You again for for the soldiers who fought. And let me pray for you today in your nation or wherever you live. Father, I pray and I praise, Lord, you for strengthening humans to fight for liberty and fight for freedom. On this Memorial Day here in America, we remember the lost souls who gave their life for freedom. Some knew you, some did not, but yet they gave their lives for that freedom. Lord, we pray as we go into this next battle to see your freedom reign in the earth, that you strengthen us, that our lives are nothing, but you've given us strength to fight. In the name of Yeshua, I pray a blessing on everybody listening today, and may they be encouraged by this great, great story. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast from Christian Centers Report here in Louisiana. You can find all that we do on our website, ChristianCentersReport.com. Don't forget about our app. You can give there. You can listen to all the prophetic words we have, as well as all the platforms. Don't forget, we continue our noon prayer time live stream on all our platforms. So follow us there and pray with us as we pray for the kingdom of God in the earth and to stay on the wall for the midnight crisis that we're in right now. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.